Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for agdaily.com for the week of Monday, June 27th. We're going to start off mixed here. December corn was down 14 cents overnight at 660. September wheat was up 6 cents at 942 and a half. And November beans up 6 and 3 quarter cents at 1431. The corn rallied about 8, 9 cents off the lows as the beans rallied as much as 31 to 32 cents off of their lows. The wheat, on the other hand, closed about 10 cents off their highs. So a little bit of mixed action out here, but the main focus, corn down 14 on better weather out here. Cooler, Illinois got some rain, Minnesota, Iowa all got rains. Certainly no heat dome out there, though it is going to be hot in Texas, but they're expecting the crop ratings to take maybe a 2 to 3 percentage point drop here tonight. I don't know if it'll be that bad. I think there's been some improvements in some places. And certainly not nearly as hot. But, you know, the first part of the week, we were certainly hot and dry, so that might have put some more pressure on the corn out here. Looking forward to the week, we've got pretty much cooler weather than last week around the country. Scattered rains here and there. No major fronts. Maybe one sweeping through Iowa again. But for the most part, just kind of scattered showers out here, but certainly cooler temps with the exception of Texas. This week we've got the export inspections at 10 o'clock. I don't think there'll be anything too remarkable, though the corn ought to be a decent number. Crop progress tonight, we mentioned, maybe down 2 to 3 percentage points in corn and beans. We've got the long weekend coming up, so we've got the reports on Thursday. Do the funds want to lighten up before the reports? They're still heavily long corn. I've got them long 221,000 contracts of corn. I've got them short 6,000 wheat. I've got them long 110 beans, 55 meal, but only 16,000 oil now. So if they want out, they've got plenty of beans and plenty of corn to sell out here. We'll have the stocks numbers. I haven't seen any guesses on that. But the acreage numbers, they're looking for an increase of 300,000 acres in the corn to 89.8, and the beans down 400,000. To 90.6. None of those are all that surprising numbers out here. And, you know, we're certainly more in a case of yield. Once we get these numbers, it's all going to be about the weather over the next 10 weeks. Obviously, corn during pollination in July is critical, and then beans in August. But right now, I don't see any major threats out there. I think the beans rallied overnight 30 cents because the crude oil rallied $3 a barrel. We went from 105.60 as a low last night up to 108.80. We were about a buck and change higher here at one point this morning. We're now 10 cents lower on the day. The Dow looks open about 50 higher, but I don't think that'll have much of an impact. But overall, throughout the week, you know, the question is going to be, do the funds want to liquidate corn and beans before the report? After the report, is there enough to really get them excited again? We'll have to see, but certainly the technicals on the beans, corn, or wheat don't look that great out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.